Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back to Perspectives. It's a beautiful Sunday night, as always, and it's really great to have our listeners listening, and we also want to hear your perspective, you know? I mean, this is important. So if you have something to say about this upcoming scenario, call in 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. Tonight, at the studio roundtable, as I told you, I have Matthew Curry and Lisa Stroop here. How are y'all doing tonight?
Great. How are you?
Good.
I'm doing great, Ashley. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you're welcome. Glad to have you.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Lisa? How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous.
That's wonderful. Fabulous is very good. Fabulous is very good. If you didn't hear that, Lisa is doing fabulous. And Matthew is happy to be here, which I'm very happy to have him. So let's talk about this. Okay, we got this scenario, and we kind of all talked about this before. You know, how do you feel nowadays? You know, everybody's really concerned about, you know, getting ill, getting sick, dealing with the flu, dealing with the cold, dealing with all this, you know, hoo-ha that's going around. And you have, let's say, a person that is sick and coughing without closing their mouth when they cough, without covering their mouth properly. How do you feel about this, Matt? Tell us a little bit about your ideas.
My ideas on the coughing is, with the holiday season quickly approaching, we as a people just need to realize that not everybody can afford healthcare. Therefore, we need to do our part in prevention and helping those around us who, you know, can't go to the doctor regularly. I have an example. I was just at, you know, a local fast food restaurant the other day. And before my food was even being able to be brought out to me, I saw a kid cough on it when he was going to get his. And I can do nothing but just look in disgust. I'm like, well, I don't want to eat the food now, so why don't you just go ahead and take it? And, you know, it goes along with, you know, these kids don't know because the parents aren't teaching them. And it all stems from the household. If you know, what a person does in public, they're going to do 10 times worse behind closed doors. And so I think it really is an issue that we need to address.
No, I completely agree with Matt because, you know, I feel the same way. I think it's very important about health, and it actually kind of gets me angered. What do you think about it, Lisa?
Well, now that I think about it in those terms, now that I think about it in those terms, health insurance is really, like, I don't have any health insurance. Every time I go to the doctor, I have to drop $200 or $300 at least, and so I never really try to go to the doctor as much. So now that I think about it, that he mentioned that, yeah, that's a really good point.
Well, you know,
yes. So you know, the thing is that, you know, just like anything with your mouth, you know, you want to close your mouth. Just like when you're talking into a microphone, you want to talk directly into the microphone itself. So my thing is that Lisa had a good comment, and I think that it's important to hear. I mean, my deal is that I kind of get personally a little angry about it. Like, you know, I kind of internalize it. It upsets me when somebody is like willy-nilly walking around coughing all over the place, and at the same time, you know, doesn't care. Like Matt was talking about the idea of insurance. I mean, if you get sick, you get sick. What do? If you're down for a week from work because somebody was coughing in your face, what are you going to do? I mean, how angry do you have to get? What do you have to say? And a lot of times you wonder if you should even say anything. You feel weird. Oh, I don't know this person personally, so I don't know if I should say anything. I mean, what do you feel about that, Lisa?
I would probably say something, especially if they did it more than once.
You think so?
Yeah, I'd probably be like, could you use your arm or could you turn your head the other way or something of that sort.
Makes sense. What about you, Matt? I mean, would you tell somebody that you personally don't know? I mean, is it harder? Obviously, it's harder to tell somebody you personally don't know about, you know, just common etiquette. But how do you feel about that?
You know, I think I would address the person. It's like the old saying goes, what comes around goes around. When you come around and cough, I'm going to go around and catch it. And so, you know, if we don't speak up, who's going to speak up to these people? Maybe in their life, they just haven't heard it from somebody. And I will gladly say, hey, cover that stuff up now.
A good elbow to the face would do something.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, the biggest thing is that I try to also equate something. So if I don't want to say anything, I try not to get passive aggressive because people can tend to get passive aggressive. You can do that just out of quite anger and spite, you know. But instead of doing that, I try to get like this remedy. So maybe like a box of Kleenexes that have that antibacterial stuff in it that catches whatever, you know, somebody coughs with, so they can use that to cough. But I don't actually tell them that they use that for that particular reason, but you just kind of hand them a box of tissues and you hope that they go forth in the right, you know, the right potential stance, you know? What do you think about that, Lisa?
Perhaps you could have some of that little antibacterial hand soap the stuff called? Bath and Body Works.
That's great.
You could give that out.
Yeah, you could. You could do that. I think that's a great idea.
You don't have to say anything. Just
with the holidays approaching, you know, the greatest gift ever will be a hand sanitizer or Kleenex in a box. I mean, it's simple. You go to the dollar store, you give it to them, and it's kind of like being catty, but not really. I mean, it's you don't want to be the rude person, but giving them a gift of a Kleenex box, if you are that sick person in the office, you know, I don't want to get it. You don't want to get it. I'm going to take time. I'm going to bring it back home to my household, my family, and we just can't afford it. So giving the gift of a Kleenex box this Christmas might be ideal.
I like that. It's kind of the idea, and it's not as bad. I mean, obviously it's worse to be sick, but it's like the idea of halitosis. When you have somebody that has distinct halitosis and you have to talk to them, it might be a better idea to hand them a pack of gum than to just completely avoid them for the next, you know, 6 months at work.
Exactly.
I mean, because it can be kind of avoid some, and then eventually they might just think that it's like a personal vendetta. They don't know. You know, it's just, I try to have them follow the lead, but in a recent situation, I did the whole tissue thing, and it didn't go the way I planned. It actually kind of backfired a little bit, and at that point in time, I just kind of just sat there just in complete, just, I didn't know what to do. I just felt like all my work and orchestration had just fallen, and at that point in time, I caught myself getting a little passive-aggressive, to be quite honest with you.
Yes.
You know.
Yep. I think, you know, for example, in the classroom setting, if we put up signs around the schools or the workplace that say, please do not do this, the person who does cough out loud will then be embarrassed to do that. And if we put shame on the issue, I think people will be more likely not to do it. You know, some people just don't have no shame in their game. But if we put signs up, we put signs around the classroom that say, hey, if you do this, you're going to be looked frowned upon. You know, I think that would be a good way to start the ball on solving this issue.
What do you think about it?
Yeah, I think that sounds like a good idea. Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
Well, that makes sense. You know, I think it's a good idea, though. It's. I like the idea of the sign, the poster, but I just hate the fact that you have to put it up there. It's like you work in a restaurant. At least you understand there's that sign over, you know, the wash area in the bathroom that says, you know, employees must wash hands before they return to work.
That's actually what I was just thinking about, because what about the people that are, what about the guests that are eating in the restaurant? So what if you're waiting on somebody? I mean, it's always blamed on the server, you know, oh, they touched my food, oh, they did this, but what about the guest that's eating there? What if they're coughing all over you while you're waiting on him?
Yeah. Ugh, gosh, yeah, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. No, I just think about the whole hand thing. I mean, have we not, you know, gravitated enough from wherever people say that the world began, if it's One Way or the Big Bang or whatever, but at one point in time, people considered caveman. Have we not graduated from that position where we have to put a sign up that says, after you use the bathroom, you need to wash your hands?
It's really unfortunate. But can we all agree upon that God gave us an elbow for us to cough in? I mean,
that's true.
Let's just do that. I mean, it's so much safer from coughing in the hand and then me shaking, you know, the three people I'm sitting with right now. If I just cough in the elbow, I mean, and if somebody doesn't do it, I might just need an elbow to the face.
we talked about that.
Yeah.
It could be fun. I mean, you know, yeah. It would help us with our anger issue, yeah. I guess.
So let's use the elbow more.
You know, you think about all these things, though, and it's just, you know, I was thinking about the idea the other day. I had a plastic bag. It was a dry cleaning bag. And you know how you have everything separately dry cleaned, and they have each bag, and then on the side of the bag it says, do not put head in bag. I mean, what's that about? I mean, at what point in time do people think it's a good idea to put your head in a plastic bag? I mean, we still have not, you know, people say that we were one of the most thriving civilizations, and it just doesn't seem like it sometimes. You know, you coughing all over coworkers, or the greatest thing is when somebody's got the flu, like real bad, and the first thing they do is shake your hand. And why is it that when you're a nice person and you say, I'm sorry, I can't shake your hand, I'm sick, people look at you like you're a total jerk?
Exactly, exactly. You know, and it all starts with home training. I mean, these are lessons that should be taught as you're growing up. If your parents don't say anything to you, you're not going to say anything to your kids, and it's just a bad cycle. And unfortunately, it needs to be broke because, you know, with the state of the economy right now, we can't afford healthcare. Not everybody can. I don't have healthcare personally, and so I can't afford for you to cough on me and me get an infection. I'm like, I don't have $40 to pay for copay, you know, so just cover it up. It's plain and simple. Or use the elbow.
I agree with that. I mean, and you know, the thing is, too, is that I kind of sometimes have a tendency of looking at these situations with anger because I go, I wonder if they were out all night partying and I have to go to bed early and I work every day. I work all the time and they were probably out at the bars clubbing it up, you know, having a great time, and they got the flu, and there I am going to work one day at 9 a.m. in the morning. I catch the flu and then I'm down for the count, and I didn't even have any fun getting it. No fun whatsoever. What about having some fun?
Right.
You know? And then all of a sudden, I'm down for the count, and I'm thinking about clubbing, doing nothing like that. So I don't know. It's just kind of frustrating, and maybe I personally hold a grudge sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. So I guess we need to get the word out, right?
Yeah. Prevention is key.
Education. I mean, were you educated like that as a kid? I mean, were you educated?
I don't really remember being educated on that particular, but I've just always known that.
Yeah.
I mean, I was educated about having respect for other people.
See? That, I mean, that seems rational.
It is. It's all about respect. I mean.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. So if anybody's listening right now that has issues with coworkers or whoever with this situation, I think you can kind of take a little bit from this conversation and probably use it in everyday life. I think that everybody else has probably another thought process going on, but for the most part, it's just the way life is. But also, if you're one of those people that aren't closing your mouth when you cough, not covering it, maybe at this point in time, you might have decided to do so.
Please.
Maybe you didn't notice until just now that you were doing that all the time.
Maybe you didn't notice it till now.
Excuse me while I cough, Ashley.
Well, thank you. You could use the cough button, though. No, it's awesome. No, I see we're all on the same page. At least we all have our cleanliness routine down, which is a good thing. So we're very successful in that. We have graduated, evolved this part. So, you know, coming up after this break, we're going to go through another scenario that's pretty cool. It's about eavesdropping and... It's about the etiquette on eavesdropping and dealing with delicate situations. But you want to stay tuned because later on in the hour, we're going to have the Busey Minute. We have Out and About with Cynthia Smoot for everything that's going on in Dallas. And, you know, we're going to have the discussion in the roundtable right after that as well, discussing the eavesdropping etiquette and scenario. So I think you should stick around for more perspectives because it's going to be a lot of fun. There'll be more jumping in the deep end, finding out what to do this entire week, and all goodness after that. So we'll be right back in 2 minutes, so stay tuned.